I, Gillian Tidestrider, and my friends Chibo and Jay's grandmother are competing in the Paramount Tournament for Honor and Glory. We're playing Jack the Jolly Roger, and though we may be in a tight spot, we shall make it to the next round and claim victory. I will be Gillian Tidestrider Paramount Champion. Chibo will once more be Chip, and Jay's grandmother will be dead! Let's just roll with it!
Welcome to Just Roll With It. My name is Grizzly. I am the DM. What was that?
Hi, I'm Bizzly. And I play Chibo.
Hi, my name is Cuttlefish and I play Javron.
My name is Charlie Slimesicle. I play Gillian Tidestrider. Goodbye!
Oh! Die! Die by my blade!
Then pay with your blood!
Ah.
Ooh.
Die by my blade!
The gods will it. This bit's going on too long.
Then pay with- Ah!
Where we last left off. After a relaxing bath in her private room of the sprawled Brawler's Inn, Jay was confronted by a cold barrel of a gun to the back of her head, and the warnings of a fierce and feminine voice. Somehow, this person recognized you as a Farron of the Navy, and was not able to be convinced you were actually a pirate. You were warned to leave by morning, and she vanished from behind you. Chip stole a bunch of pants. Gillian met another moist friend. And, to hopefully protect Jay against unwanted future confrontation, Chip disguised her as an old lady. The following morning, you all headed to the Colosseum, to where you met a peculiar figure who asked your names and your team name, which you gave Chibo and the chums. He slapped a thin silver bracelet on your wrists. You headed down into the waiting chambers of what was surprisingly advanced metal-made architecture. You stretched and limbered up and were raised up by a platform into the ground floor of the arena. The Baron showed a particularly unique prize for this year's tournament and announced a new kind of game, Jack the Jolly Roger. The arena was then split into 10 pie shapes for 10 teams, and the three of you, Chip, Old Lady Jay, and Gillian, began the first round of the Paramount Tournament. And that
Gillian
is where our journey continues. So, on this intense round of Jack the Jolly Roger, you all noticed you were somewhat attacked by gnomes, but they sort of failed to make their way before getting absolutely obliterated by our fireball. Chip was in combat with the Viking team as he managed to acquire their flag during the first round. However, after the three of you all took your turns, you watched as a numerous amount of teams were announced by the Baron to be somewhat, taken out. Starting with the red team, which was the gnomes, taken out by a big fireball of the orange team. No one captured their flag, so their flag went back into the ground, and you noticed that as soon as they were labeled unconscious, the three of them blinked or teleported somewhere out of the arena, out of sight. And then we have the white team, which was a samurai and two other gnomes. However, the other gnomes seemed to be knocked unconscious as the samurai took out the green team adjacent to his pie square. And then you watched as the pink team, right next to the yellow team, which was the Vikings, was taken out by the orange team, who had a big fire pillar surrounding their flag. However, walking out of that fire pillar, holding a big flag above his head, was the one of Marshal John, as the Baron announced the Dingleberries were on track to score a point And that is where combat picks up at the top of the round with Chip.
Chibo!
Initiative order is back on top. Chibo, what you doing?
I pick out a flag, I run.
Okay, he's going to take an attack of opportunity on
no,
you as
you
can't
do that fancy footwork, motherfucker. I'm
you
wait,
have to
I
attack
gotta
first.
Attack it.
You didn't
make God damn it. All right, then I'm going to attack him and I'm going to do that. I'm going to attack him really quickly, and that is going to be a.
Hold on, hold on. If you're attacking 16. With your action, you have to attack with the flagpole.
Why?
Because you're holding the flagpole.
I can hold it on my offhand. I got to do a wheel.
All right, then attack him with one scimitar. That's fine.
All right, 16 to hit.
16 definitely hits. By one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Nice.
I am going to do with sneak attack and all. 20 damage.
Woo. Okay, right on.
And I am then going to use my fancy footwork to get the fuck out.
All right, no attack of opportunity on you, Mr. Pirate Man. You noticed right away, immediately, that your this flag is extremely heavy, and your movement speed is halved to 20.
Damn.
So okay. You can make it about a little over halfway to your flag on your turn. Ooh. All right.
Would you let me, as a bonus action,
use your bonus action to attack?
How? I didn't use my action.
Because you used your action. Because you used your action to pick up the flag.
That was his last
action,
turn.
It's my last turn.
Oh, it was?
What, no, what are you action. Trying to do for your bonus action?
I just want to take his helmet.
Oh my god.
I just want his helmet.
Sleight of hand check as a bonus action. I'll
okay,
say.
Thank you.
Why not?
I thought you were going to like try to dash.
It's what?
13.
Yeah, I did too, all bro.
Right. He fails.
Yeah! I want to take the flag. I want to kind of spin it, flip up the helmet into the sky, and as I go running, just kind of turn around, have it land on my head. give him the finger guns and go running.
Oh my god. 20
feet.
He bloody bastard!
Nice going, Chibo!
Gillian, you notice Chip grab the flags, or the Jolly Roger, of the Vikings and head about halfway towards your flag. Right in front of you at the moment, however, is one of those Viking brothers that you remember being in... That you remembered pantsing. So there you go. That's who's right in front of you as he ran up on his last turn to get to you.
Okay. I am going to... Chibo's almost here. I shouldn't have to worry about him too much. I'm going to...
Chibo's almost brought it home.
I'm going to bonus action cast Wrathful Smite on my sword. So this purple energy sort of wreathes around it. And then I am going to, I'm going to hold an action. If he tries and breaks into the flag, I will smack him with it.
Smack him with?
With my sword.
Okay. Gotcha.
Cool. If he hits me, though, that's fine. All right. That's the end of my turn.
Okay. Next up, the Vikings take their turn. The one in front of you, Gillian looks up and says, like this bloody game.
You never get into our flag.
I don't care about new flag. And he just goes, he puts his fist back towards his hip and goes for almost a gut strike here. That's going to be a over 20 to hit. That hits, right?
Ooh, yeah, what is it to hit?
It's going to be 15 plus 7. I just assume it hits.
22.
Yeah, that hits. 22 hits.
Okay, gotcha. All right, you take 7 points of bludgeoning damage, and I need you to make a Constitution saving throw.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Poison. This motherfucker! He didn't! 18.
Okay, 18 passes. For a second, as this strike lands into your gut, you feel a sense of... almost paralysis as your joints and muscles start to lock up, but you shake it off and flex it out of existence from your body.
I think you should be more worried about your flag, punchy boy.
Oh, shit! I have to get revenge for what you did to my pets! So the next
up
is the captain.
You'll never see them again!
Is the who?
The captain of the Viking team here. with the big axe. He's going to once again let out a large yell and start rushing towards Chip, and is going to go for a attack. It's a 2. It misses. So he's going to go for another one. 16 plus 6. Chip, does that hit?
Yes, it does, but I would like to uncanny dodge.
Gotcha. All right, that halves the damage, correct?
Yes, it does.
Bring it home, Chibo!
10 points of slashing damage.
Is that halved already?
11 points of slashing. We'll just say 5 points of slashing damage halved.
Oh, okay.
Got it?
Okay, I gave myself 10 damage just now.
Then give yourself 5 back.
How's Chip looking?
Give yourself 5 health back.
Yeah, he's living life right now. He's alive. Right. He's alive.
Okay,
currently,
you got this, Chibo. You got this, Chibo.
Status could change in a moment's notice, but you know that's just how it is right now.
All right. Mm-hmm. And once again, Jay, you hear as a bullet flies in your direction. That is a 26.
These guys really suck it, Jack the Jolly Roger.
Fuck? Yeah, hit. That's a hit.
These idiots are just trying to kill us.
That is 7 points of piercing damage. As he now bends down to reload his battle axe rifle. I forget he marked you. So 1 second.
Yeah, 1d6 as well.
All right.
It's just an additional 1 point of damage. My d6 sucks.
Okay.
Alrighty then. So next up, Jay, it's your turn.
Okay, so distance matters right now, right? How far away is Chip from me?
Chip now is about.
Looks about 20 feet.
Would you have been on the right side of Gillian or the left side? If you're on the left side, you would be around melee range with the other Viking. I put you on the right side in my head, but on the right side of the flag.
In my for me, I definitely would have been.
Chip would be 30 feet away, center. Max.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm going to Chip. I'm gonna run to Chip quickly.
All right, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, I want the flag. Give me the flag.
What? No.
I'm just gonna run it over to our flag. And these guys are poof gone. They're gone. You know how
I want to do it.
Why? You're fucking. There's a guy behind you right now, breathing very heavily. I walked all the way over here. I'm a grandma, for God's sake.
What? Are you taking the flag from me?
Wait. One of my hands is on it.
You'd have to use an action to try and grab the flag from Chip, but you wouldn't be able to move anymore.
Yeah,
I could dash. Bonus action dash.
Your speed would be.
Oh, do you have that?
Hmm? You still wouldn't be able to make it back to the.
I'd make it right next to it. So, I mean, I don't know. Up to you. Then I'll
fucking
shoot.
I think it's still worth a shot. It's a cool move.
You know, whatever. Fuck using strategy. Never mind. I'm shooting.
Okay, I'll give you the thing. I'll give you the flag. I give Jay the flag.
I was just telling you if you grab the flag and make it, you won't make it all the way to the flag.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, then I run it over, I guess.
You grab the as an action. You could your bonus actioning the dash.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just assume that Jay can do that.
Uh huh.
You would get right up to. Your flag, but it's an action to put the flag down. So
okay,
you have to wait till your next turn, regardless.
Next turn. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
It would be about 25 feet totaled because you have to walk up the incline, which is an extra 10 feet of movement to get back there. So even if you had 30 feet of movement from the dash, you'd get there, you still couldn't do anything yet. At the end of your turn, Jay, you hear again, when you all would hear the announcer throughout your turns themselves, but I'll do it at the end of the round here just to give it order here. So you guys would hear him say,
And there it is! The first point scored by the Dingo Berries! The purple team!
And at that point, you guys would see this orange, that orange glow that was lighting up a section of the orange team's pie itself would just... vanish, and any remaining members of that team would though you guys are a bit distracted right now since you're all three of you are currently in combat.
Oh yeah, baby.
And being engaged, you wouldn't exactly see other than hearing Marshall John and seeing him hold the flag, you wouldn't see how they managed to score their point. And then you would hear again,
looks like there's only four teams left. White engaging with purple.
It surely is heating up here on the Paramount Tournament! And the entire crowd cheers once again. Chip, you're up. It is your turn now.
Let's go. Okay, all right. So, teams remaining. What are we looking at exactly? What is my...
If you take a second to look around, you would see across the field, currently in combat with this... another blue-skinned person that you have not seen before, other than Gillian, in combat with a figure in these silk robes.
Oh my God! Is he a dingleberry?
Holy shit!
Kashmir's a dingleberry!
Currently, you see them fighting as it's just the white team versus this purple team in that direction, and. You would get a glimpse of Marshall John next to another figure in this long red coat.
Okay.
And then it's just you guys. The Vikings and you guys.
Run it down, Chibo!
I will absolutely dash and go all that way.
Okay. You no longer have the flag, so where are you trying to go?
I want to get to the other side.
Right. All right. Are you attacking to use fancy footwork? Or are you? Because you would take an attack of opportunity here. If you leave the Captain Vikings range.
I'll make an attack.
Up to you.
Yeah, I'll make an attack so I can get the fancy footwork in there. That is gonna be a 22 to hit.
Yeah, that is.
And that's gonna do 16 damage.
He's cut up and bruised, but he's still standing. Looks totally cool.
Alright.
He goes, slippery bastard!
Catch me if you can! And I wanna whoom, I wanna go.
Alright, so you can use your bonus action to dash, right? So, yes. Using a full 60 feet, you would get past the halfway point of this arena, but not quite. You may be about 40 feet away, 30 to 40 feet away from those two figures.
Mm-hmm. How long does
their
that...
flag, they're like right next to their flag.
Right. God, sweet. Purple
team's flag.
The thing that Jay did to me with the dirt and smushed it on me, did that wear off?
After
how long does long
sure
shirt
hour.
Hour.
Yeah, it
okay,
takes an
is
hour.
It concentration?
No.
You get pretty close, about like maybe 20 feet away from them.
Okay.
And their flag, 20 feet away from them and their flag.
Right on.
They're kind of just Chibo like, moment. they as you get a little closer, you can see that they were just kind of like huddled in a conversation for a second, right in front of their flag. As okay.
I don't want to come into view either just yet. So if I'm running, I'd probably keep a little out of view from them, if possible.
So you wouldn't be able to hide?
No, not hide. Just not running directly in front of them where they're going to immediately take notice of me.
Isn't it like a flat field? You just like get down like a salamander.
Is it flat?
I mean, there's a few like different like pillars that were kind of placed around during that period of 10 minutes where you guys were preparing, but you wouldn't be able to hide. I would say that you can not use all your movement to get right up close to them and just get a little bit of a distance away.
I'll keep a little bit of a distance here, gotcha. Then, and I just don't want to seem like an immediate threat to them right now.
Yep, 100%. Then in that case, if that ends your turn, Gillian, you're up next.
Gillian! All right, so Gillian. the flag is with Jay, and how far away is she from
Jay's
me?
Like right up next to your flag.
Oh, sick.
So
you gather that. Yeah. Drop
oh,
it. She
up the hill.
No, she's not. Jay, you use your movement on your last turn to run up towards the flag, and you come to a wall of ice that is surrounding your flag.
Oh, I see. Wait, do we have to put the flag in the flag?
You have to take it to where your flag is, yes.
Ugh! Fuck! Shit!
So...
Gillian moment!
I almost totally forgot. You do get stopped about right before the incline. So just about 10 feet away, but there is a block of ice kind of impeding your back.
God fucking damn it! God shit my ass! Alright, I take my fucking stupid... goddamn sword, and I turn away from this idiot, and then I go boom, and I hit my own wall of ice because I'm apparently a dumbass. And I'm gonna use Glacial Blade, so let's just fucking roll to hit the ice. Let's see what we get here. Okay, great, I got a 13 that hits the fucking ice. It's gonna do.
Did you melt the
ice? Just calculate some damage real
can't
quick.
Can't you just melt your ice?
No, I can't. I can freeze things, I can't melt them. So, big bang, boom. It's gonna do, let's see, how much HP does this, how much HP does this stupid fucking ice have? It's got 15 HP, and I do, wait. Yeah! Okay. Great. Awesome, man. Such a great use of a spell. Oh, so cool. So fucking awesome. So cool. I'm never gonna prepare for anything again. I do literally exactly 15 damage with that wrathful smite. I guess the ice is now afraid of me, and I beat the shit out of it.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to use my movement to drag Jay into the flag.
We now interrupt the Paramount Tournament for a brief intermission. There'll be a good 15 minutes before the battle starts up again, so feel free to stand up, stretch your legs, run to the bathroom, and check out all our snacks in the lobby. We urge all Coliseum goers to avoid consuming any nuts or nut-based snacks, as some of our contestants are as allergic to jacking the Jolly Roger as they are to cashews. They say there's no honor among pirates. Let's just make sure there's no potential allergens amongst pirates either. Stay respectful out there. And don't forget on your way back in to pledge to the Just Roll With It Patreon. If you think this fight is insane, you won't believe the events you can get access to with that pass. Is it worth it? Well, we have an exclusive interview with Champion of the Undersea, Gillian Tidestrider, here to answer that question.
I am Gillian Tidestrider, Champion of the Undersea, Hero of the Deep, the
What? Just read the paper? It just says yes in big bold letters. Yes. What's this for?
Well, you heard it here, folks. Just head on over to patreon.com/justrollwithit and get that content today.
Now back to the Paramount Tournament!
Oh, sorry, bro. Sorry that you're so angry, bro. I thought about it when you put the wise around.
I wouldn't have done it if I knew. I felt so smart, Grizzly. And then
it was
you
good.
Ran into a wall of ice. Fuck.
Bro, you put the wall of ice up and you looked at us like, what are you going to do? I put up a wall of ice.
I literally did. I was wrong. I should have just pantsed him. I take my elderly, frail shoulders and I suplex her into the hole. Is that what you want with my movement? That's what I do with my movement, okay? That's it.
Yes. I will allow myself to get suplexed.
That's
please.
An action. Okay, listen. I thought I was like, okay, yeah, you put a wall of ice around and it'll keep everybody else out, including you.
Fuck, I can't. I have to grapple her first. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll be fine, I'm sure.
Okay, I still have my movement. Okay. I have object interaction. I pick up a fucking shard of ice and eat it. I don't know. I end my turn.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, no I don't, because Pretzel still has an action, and Pretzel jumps out of her fucking ball, and she grabs the flag!
It's so heavy.
And that's
though.
Right, baby, Pretzel has 15 feet of land speed, which means she has 7 feet when reduced by the flag, so she just drags it into the hole. What do you think of that, Grizzly? What do you think of that?
What's her strength?
I'm not saying that it is okay.
That was a feral turn. You just unleashed a beast.
Okay, so
what do you want?
You are the Bruce Banner of us all.
She has 15 feet of speed on the land. It's 7 now.
We have seen
seven
the Hulk
feet
today.
Of speed in Dungeons and Dragons.
Jay,
okay?
You watch as Pretzel, the tiny pink frogtopus, pops out of her little tankard.
Do what you were born to do.
And grapples onto the bottom of the flag. Do you let go of it? I mean, you...
I look at Gil.
You know what she wants.
Are you going to contest against Pretzel, or are you going to let her take it?
No, I guess I'll let her take it.
I'm going to pop a blood vessel. The fact that you even considered... She wraps her tendrils around the thing and drags it into the lair that is the hole.
If it... Like,
she's still going to get like 3 feet away from it. Anyways, so... It's 7 feet! I just said you're 10 feet away!
Pretzel!
So bro, you watch as Pretzel...
So Pretzel grabs it, and then I grab Pretzel, and then I move.
Grizzly, let him do it. Holy shit. Let him do it. I don't even know how Pretzel's supposed to move this thing if it's half my movement speed.
Here's what I do. Pretzel has it. I say, Pretzel, you're trying so hard. You can do it. You can move 3 feet in Dungeons and Dragons. Roll. Literally not even a multiple of five.
Roll.
You can round up Pretzel.
Roll. Roll a strength check with Pretzel. And give Pretzel advantage.
Fuck, dude. Go!
What
go,
advantage?
You beautiful
just
frog.
Feral advantage?
Pretzel
yeah,
got
because
a 19.
He's helping.
My 19 with minus 2 strength. So that is going to be a 15 total.
Wait, 19
no,
minus 2?
Sorry. I'm dumb. 17.
So 17?
Total. Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, man. Yeah.
Okay, what?
This is just a sight for you to see, Jay. As Gillian realizes that you can't actually get into the place for the flag, where the flag is held to deposit the enemy flag, and out of a sheer amount of anger, he smashes the ice wall that he himself put up, and he looks at you with this fucking frenzied gaze, and you're looking
Pretzel,
at him in this deadpan like
go.
You're an idiot face, and then out of bloop, Pretzel pops out of the little ball of the little glass. Container that she usually stays in plops right on the grass ground, and three of her tentacles start to wrap around the bottom of the flagpole, and you can hear it kind of stretching like as she's just really trying her hardest and using one tentacle to traverse the land, just constantly slapping it over and over again to push herself. And Gillian is sitting there right there at the bottom,
stupid fucking frog to push with that beanie.
At the bottom of the flagpole, just keeping the flagpole balanced and also trying to help push Pretzel.
Dude, holy shit.
What is happening?
Holy
shit. So strong. You're so strong.
It would have taken me one turn to go over there and put it in there. I just need you guys to understand that. I just need you to know that all that had to happen was for me to...
Alright. We're having all right, a moment.
Fine, my sweet pink baby. My sweet pink baby.
You know,
this hole is for you.
You just don't take the flag from me and I could have put it there.
I know you can squeeze in here. You can do this. These are your kills.
You guys watch as the flag just slowly tips, almost as if going into a golf hole, right into a little section of a depository hole right next to your own flagpole, and it sinks in, and it falls into the ground, and a light glows up, a yellow light glows up next to your blue light flag, and you hear the announcer go, "Well, seems the yellow team has been taken out!" And the blue team, Chibo in the chums, score a point!
Yes!
And you watch the Vikings, who are about to take their turn, load up a shot and about to shoot Jay. All three of them blink out of the arena.
Holy shit. Oh,
I use the rest of my movement to lift up Pretzel and show her to the crowd! And I had my turn.
All right. Next up, Jay. It's your turn.
All right, I'm fine now.
So absolutely worth it. How far away is the closest person to me?
They're all going to be about like 100 or so feet away, yeah.
Yep. Okay, time for pot shots.
Okay, who are you shooting?
Let's see, not Marshall John. Fuck it, samurai guy.
Okay.
I'm fucking with the samurai guy. I've met his eyes too many times. I've got to battle him now. Natural one on that first one. Awesome.
Nice.
let's take my second attack. 14. Really not great out here.
It does not hit the samurai.
Didn't think so.
Yo, can he do the cool thing where he goes bzzoom? Cuts it in half.
Or he like lifts up a blade. So you watch your arrow fly, and Chip, you would maybe get a slight visualize this as an arrow flies by into this battle of this this moist guy and this guy with this very long blade, and an arrow is going straight for this samurai's head, and he tilts back just very slightly and raises the blade up just a bit, still blocking an attack from the guy he's in combat with, and it clink, and he looks over and scowls, and you can feel the gaze pierce all the way from 100 feet as if he is disappointed.
I'd like to gaze back as I use my bonus action to change my hunter's mark over to him.
No. Okay. Next is these guys.
These guys.
The
dingleberries.
The dingleberries. You would hear and be able to watch this samurai and this blue-skinned humanoid with the slicked back white hair go into combat.
Rooting for Moist Man. You already know I'm rooting for him.
But you're the Moisture Master. There's another who claims your throne.
I could use a amphibious apprentice.
What if he doesn't want to be your apprentice? What if he wants to take your place as the one?
I could use a Wet Willy.
No, stop! Actually, I can make that happen.
What?
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 Huh? What?
What?
What if I like it?
You watch as fighting with this unique golden scimitar against this very long blade or long sword wielder. They fight for a few seconds before the samurai steps back and slides his foot across the ground, and in a flash, he disappears from the place that he was standing previously, leaving behind a almost like a swirl, a small tornado of these pink and white petals.
My God.
And he ends up right behind the two figures that you are nearby, Chip, but not like within range. And Chip, you hear, "Hey, Chip! Is that you?"
What? No! It's, I'm... Chibo.
You look over, and right behind Marshal John, that figure with the long sword appears right next to their flag.
No.
And next up is going to be Chip. It is your turn now.
Hey, Marshal John, what's that?
I hide.
All right, you're using your bonus action to hide. Roll a stealth check behind one of the pillars around.
Okay, a stealth check that I am not good at. I rolled a natural one.
How?
I don't know. Dude. Dice are funny that way sometimes, DM Grizzly. Dice are just funny that way sometimes. But you laughed at my joke, so I should get advantage. That's what I think.
Maybe if you guys drank the juice that
I was literally just thinking that.
What? I'm thirsty. I'm parched, Grizzly. I'm parched. I'd like to take a sip.
If you're parched, then if you're parched, come back over here. Daddy's got something for you. But until then,
give me the nectar, please. I must.
Oh, now you want it. Now you want
to use your movement and.
No, I'm not gonna go all the way back.
You'd have
to
go back. Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Okay. In that case, you realize that you are not hidden at all.
I put on a sun hat and make a small stand out of ice.
I want to say, "Hey, Marshal John, what's that?" Get behind a pillar.
He actually just starts to walk towards you.
I poke my head out.
Not yet on his turn, but he actually gets interested. He's like, "It's my friend. I gotta go say what's up." He starts like walking towards.
I want.
Oh, John.
All right. You know what I'm gonna do? I just kind of go, "Shit." I want to turn and I want to run straight towards Marshal John.
Okay.
I'd like to do a flip over his head. And like grab him right on his fucking domium, bounce off of him, and go straight for their flag.
Okay.
My God.
Wait, going for Marshal John's flag?
So you want to use?
Wait.
All right.
Wait. I've been mute. What the hell? So Marshal John's flag?
Yes.
The one with the samurai standing right next to him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So.
Bro, they got the wet guy. Don't do that to them. That's my wet willy right there.
Go ahead. So you're not using an action. You're using your movement to basically get to their flag.
Mm-hmm. But what I would want to do is I would like want to like run up, be like, "Hey, John." And then as I'm going, I think it'd actually be funnier if I took the Viking helmet and put it on his head and jumped over and just said, "Sorry,
And I ran straight for the flag.
All right. Also, you can get there with your movement.
From where you are. With my movement. Also, the samurai being in range, I'd like to make an attack on him, just running in and kind of swooping beneath, going for a small slice at his like calf muscles.
Dude, it's gonna be his after image. What are you even doing?
You'd be using your action to attack, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd like to use fancy footwork so that I don't get fucking beat the fuck up. That's a 19 to hit him.
All right. Well, remember, yeah, you cannot grab the flag without an action.
That's okay.
Okay, cool.
I want to. Okay, yeah.
19 definitely hits, yep.
19 hits, and with 21 damage on my boy.
Drop him.
And I would like to move to the opposite side of the flag, away from any combat range.
Oh, because basically you're putting the flag in between you and the samurai.
Yes, I would want to have some space.
I'll say you can do that. It occupies basically like a 5 foot square. So you can be, it'd be 5 foot and then he's 5 feet away from that. So he's 10 feet away. Sure.
Can I go and slice at his feet, jump up, turn around at him and like walk backwards behind the flag? Got your toes. And like grab onto the flag and then I'll end my turn there.
Oh, Chibo.
Oh, Chibo.
He winces, but doesn't go to grab his wound. Sort of looks up at you, and these long black bangs split from the forehead.
Jesus Christ.
You pirates fight with no elegance.
I thought that was pretty elegant.
And next up, Gillian.
I killed that guy. Just kidding. No, I mean, no one's really near me. So our things have all scooted over. So I guess my only question would be, how far away is the samurai's flag?
Oh, you actually would see from you, this is 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, about 70-ish feet away.
Oh, fuck off. That's so far from me.
I'd say probably maybe more diagonal, 60 feet for sure.
60 feet? Okay. Yeah. Jay's still at our flag? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Listen, Grandma. We're going for the flag, all right? If this is how we go out, this is how we go out.
I hope
so. I'm just looking for a way at this point for you to die in battle gloriously. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to run right in there. I'm going to grab that. You're going to help me get it back here. Knock out this guy. Let's do it.
I'm going to run over to the flag. I'm going to use a fucking whole ass dash action, baby. And I am going to cast, with a bonus action, Shield of Faith on myself. So I get over there, do a little boop, and this sort of watery bubble of force appears around me. That is what I'm going to do. That is going to end my turn.
You know what sounds useful right now? Another buff of long striders. So I'm going to use my action to do that.
PogChamp, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the range on it?
It's just going to be on myself, because I guess I'll run halfway and then run halfway back or whatever.
We're going to do some baton pass shit.
We're going to baton pass, yeah. Strategizing. So that's that. Bonus actions, I have none. So I'm just going to move to about... You can move, what, 30 feet at the end of it? Yeah, okay. I move to about where Gillian would be able to run with the flag.
Okay.
All right. Gillian, you watch who you met to be Caspian run... straight towards where Chip and the samurai are at his flag, leap up, and as he leaps up, he creates this almost of like a circular ring of water, and then turns it suspended in between his hands, and it serrates almost in like a windshield wiper along like in a circular motion or clockwise. It serrates into this ice. What do they call like? It's like a circle fucking blade of ice.
Yeah, it's like a fucking disc. I don't know.
Frisbee. Yeah, disc. Yeah, ice disc. Yeah. And he's gonna go for an attack.
It's like it's like a chakram, is what it's called, I think.
Yep, there it is. He produces this ice chakram.
Oh, you gotta show me how to do that. It's cool.
He goes to hit the samurai, but he misses, as the samurai very confidently, without even looking, steps to the side, and Caspian lands right next to him. And then he looks back, and Chip, you hear him say, "So what are we gonna do, my lady?" And that ends his turn. And then Marshal John,
my boy,
is gonna run up and try and grapple the samurai, and of course he succeeds because he's Marshal John. He goes, Chip, you watch Marshal John go up and put, with his Viking helmet on, go up and put the samurai in like this full Nelson headlock. He's like, hey, how's it going? No hard feelings when you're next, right?
Yeah, sure. No hard feelings.
All right, good to go.
No hard feelings when I take this flag, though, right?
He like his smile sort of fades into like a straight face, and he just shakes his head.
Ooh, I think we're gonna have a problem then, John.
And Chip,
why are you rolling? Rolling for what, bitch? What are you fucking? Put your dice away. Put away them fucking roly. Put it away.
I don't think this hits, however.
Uncanny dodge. I dodge it all. I dodge everything. You can't see me.
Chill, bro, chill.
Lightning McQueen, you scare me.
You're nuts, dude.
You scare me. I'm scared.
Does a 15 hit your AC?
No, yes, it does. Uncanny dodge.
It does. Okay, uncanny dodge. I'm a weak little boy. Halves the damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You are... nearly smacked in the throat, just above your collarbone area, by this whip made of chain link steel that seems to come out of nowhere, almost like a viper, straight into your head. But you raise up one of your swords and it wraps around, and that as it wraps around the sword, it kind of swings around and hits you anyways, but you don't take as much damage as you would have.
Give me some numbers. Let me see it. Let me see what she did. I want to know. Yeah. I want to know how much damage is on my body.
So it would be, this would be...
Oh. Chibo.
Chibo's not going to die today.
I'm a little worried about Chibo over there.
12 damage.
Don't you worry about
halved.
Chibo now.
Should I be worried about Chibo? Halved.
No. Wait, 6 damage?
No, 12 damage already halved.
Oh!
Yes, you should.
Oh, how's Chibo looking?
Worry about Chibo. Chibo's been smacked in the face. You just did a couple teeth fall out. He's missing some teeth.
Quick, Grandma, your retainer. You're not gonna need it.
Ow, my teeth!
Don't worry, we've got a couple spares right here.
I look up, where is this coming from? Who's doing this? Who the fuck is doing this? Show me, tell me. Okay.
You already know, bro. Screen.
Got my angry nose on right now.
You look up, holding your sword, blocking it with this chain wrapped around it, and standing just down below the decline of this where this flagpole is raised up behind Marshal John and the samurai. You look over and peer over, holding part of this whip, and you see, standing at about 5'11". The first thing you recognize from that wanted poster is that exaggerated tricorn on her head, black in color, with red trim and golden studs, raven feathers sticking out of the side. She raises up and you can see her eyes, but underneath the hat, there's a few patterned bandanas that are unable to tame her long, dark brown hair, wind-whipped and curled by the humid sea air. And you notice a few braids beaded with metals, jewelry on her neck, and a piercing on her nose, as well as a small silver key dangling from her earring. She wears this red, thick pirate coat that inverts the colors of the hat, being primarily red, with black accents and spiked studs starting from the start of the shoulders to a bit below, ending on the top of the chest, or just before the links or buttons of the coats. She wears a white, undercut, ruffled blouse under a brown leather underbust corset that's kind of buckled around the waist. Her pants are slightly dark brown color, dark brown leather, with diamond-shaped studs going down the sides, ending in these buckled thigh-high black and red leather boots. And you're looking at the gaze of a single, fierce eye of bluish-gray, the other obscured by an eye patch. She stares at you with intent, smirks. There's charm and a natural beauty and an instant recognition.
Elizabeth?
And that's like where we end the session.
I couldn't think of anything else.
That's fine.
What?
What?
Oh my god! Elizabeth?
Well, look what the cat threw up. here you are at the end of the episode, and this is also where I thank all of our $50 high roller tier people. So I am just gonna go ahead and I'm gonna barf up some gratitude. Thank you, the Big Motherfucking Cheese, Charm of the Bard, Alex X is Kira, Alyssa, Annan Don't Read or Acknowledge, Asteria Nix, Ben 10, Buttery Toast, Cornier Comet, Creepy Reaper, Chrysonis Sin, Dream Strider, Edgy Moss, Elise the Washed Up Bard. Oh, that's a new one. Elise, welcome to the Patreon. I hope you're enjoying it. Yunoe Alune, Gillian's biggest fan, Grilled Salmon, Iridescent Cakes, Jay Newell, Jazzy Bagpiper, Jello Gumdrops, JRWI Enjoyer, Jumpiest Venus 34, King of Ranch, Kirby Wafro, Miscellaneous, I think that's also a new one, welcome to the Patreon as well, Nico Lord, Nonex Lodal, Obligatory References, Reshus Snivy, Riker Kurodu, Salutatian, Serene is actually a skeleton, Viriden, Zerberus, I haven't seen you before here, nice of you to roll on in, hope you're enjoying all the stuff so far, let us know in the comments what you think of Prime Defenders and all the just rolled with it, and the what if we've got coming out pretty soon, where potentially William Wisp will be a pirate, your gal pal Valerie V and Zigzag Sugar. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. We would be nowhere without you guys. If you're a patron, make sure to let us know what you thought of this episode over on the Just Rolled With It comments on our Patreon, and we all, here at Just Roll With It, will splash you later.